and Christian and Teeny, and maybe Stone. I think she has Stone as well. And then Barb, of course. Barb keeps on doing the farmers markets, and she's busy with the farmers markets and then going back to school. And, you know, even though we talk about these programs and we do these programs and they're great programs, this morning I was still thinking about the economic impacts. I talked about it a little bit last year when hand washing, and we think it's great that she's teaching kids hand washing. But think about the economic impacts with that, just with the cough right there. Mm-hmm. You know, someone had to teach us the correct way to cough into our arms. Because, you know, when you teach kids hand washing correctly, that's keeping the kids from maybe catching a cold or spreading colds. And when she goes in there and really teaches the kids all of that, that's keeping the parents from going to the doctor, buying that cold medicine. And so when Barb goes in and teaches nutrition, all the school kids know Barb. When we go out to all these open houses, they really know Barb. And she talks about the food rainbow, which isn't Skittles. You know, that's all the different fruits and veggies that she's helping them. She's helping them become, you know, healthier kids. And that's just think about the cost savings with that, too. And as well with my programs, just teaching them a little bit more knowledge, so hopefully they'll make more in the long run as well. So just the developmental savings that we're helping people along the way too. And with our agronomy programs, we have a drought survival program coming up. It's not on your list, but it's August 17th. If you look at that Department of Ag map, I don't know if you've seen that at all, but it looks at all the counties in Missouri, and it says, you know, here's the counties that are hardest hit. And I mentioned that our county isn't as hard a hit with drought. And they said, you're not out in the, you know, farms as we are.
Oh, yeah.
And they're right.
We are.
You know, but we are. And it's in that Department of Ag, you know, map, I think it just takes kind of an average of people. And so one farm is hit really hard and others aren't. So there are some places that are really hard hit in our counties, but that Department of Ag map is just taking an average. So we do have some drought survival meetings, and there's two of them this Friday. One is in Mount Vernon, and it's in the morning, and then the other is in Springfield, and it's in the afternoon. So just call our office if you're interested in that. And there's a whole host of specialists, livestock specialists, agronomy specialists, all getting together to help people. And people are trying to come up with unique ways to get hay from other states. They're trying to get rice straw. I was just listening to all the different ways that they're trying to do that. And we also have specialists going to NEC here in Taney County to help with things. So we have a lot of unique things going on here in Taney County. So I think one other thing that we were going to bring up was that we have been asked by our master gardeners to try and pave the front of our office. So I didn't know if you guys wanted to hear about that or not. We have a piece of gravel in front of our office that we have to keep on applying pesticide to get rid of the
front where they put
yes.
When you have your flower shows and stuff like that. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, if you look, there's kind of some space paved for two cars to park and maybe one car to park here. And then there's a kind of a gravelly spot that has some grass that we have to consistently always spray on to get the weeds out.
And it's between the road and bridge. They're familiar with what you're talking about.
Yes, I have. And they've given us an estimate to pave that spot. It's basically for two cars to park in between the poles. And they've given us an estimate to pave that spot. So we don't know if we need to talk about it this time or wait until the next meeting to talk about if we can go ahead and pave that. $700.
Maybe the three commissioners could, just a suggestion, could look at the area and be familiar with it. That's a suggestion.
Sure.
Are you familiar with the commissioner?
I mean, I know where they're at, but I'm not familiar with exactly what she's going to do.
Is it urgent to paving right now?
No. No, not at all. But they did ask, the Master Gardeners and Road and Bridge asked me to bring it up today, and so I was going to bring it up today.
Okay.
But I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you very much.
We had a customer in asking about the agronomist that Taney County didn't have one. They were talking about the one that you have that's going to, you said, give the program in Mount Vernon and so forth. Mm-hmm. Because, like you said, they, of course, they've had some nice rains the last week that some of the farmers have had, some wells have went dry and so forth. But to have a person come to Taney County, what do they need to do?
Well, we do have an agronomist that covers Taney County, and that's Tim Schnockenberg, and he's over in Stone County. So he covers Taney County. So they just need to call up the Taney County office, and if they need to come and look at a certain topic, or if they need to cover something, they just need to call our office, and you know, we'll deal with that issue.
So they can set up an appointment with him. Just
they
like
can it. Set up an appointment. They can even call Tim. So they call our office, and if they need to talk to Tim, just like if they need to call up Sandra for something, we'll just give them Sandra's number. We'll give them Tim's number, and they can call up Tim. So Tim, I was talking to him Monday night because I was over at the Stone County Council meeting, and he had a whole list of phone messages that he had to get back to people with all the drought. So, yes, he'll get back with people and talk to them about what their needs are, and he'll get out to their field if he needs to. Now, we did have Will Knuckles, who was our agronomy intern, and I did talk to Jay Chisholm, who was here with me this past week, and I really did enjoy having an agronomy intern and really pushed that we would like to have that agronomy intern as well. And he said he was still really pushing for that position again. So I hope that we can still have that position again.
Thank you. We're going to move back up on the agenda and get our monthly budget report. Mr. Finley.
As I apologize for not being here, I had something I thought would be taken care of before time, and it wasn't, so we had to do it then. Budget report, there. I don't know that there's anything special or that you guys need to know about, except for I think I've talked to you two for sure, that I do think that we may end up maybe turning the corner this year, not spend as much more than we bring in and what we did last year. Hopefully that's the case. We'll have to just see. My guesswork is to say that it would be. I have done revenues. We'll get that sent out to you so you can look at those. And it looks to me like that, conservatively, we will probably, I would estimate that we'll get about the same amount of revenues next year. And that is increasing the sales tax, but I don't believe we can bring in nearly as much in prison avoiding, and that's going to make the difference. So we're going to be about $150,000 less revenue next year than what we are this year, I'm thinking. And so we're going to have to hold the line there. The other thing that you guys need to be aware of is, if you remember on our audit, they told us that we should have revisited the road and bridge budget. The Road and Bridge Trust budget, we actually didn't budget any contingency in 2, 4, 5. And because of that, we spend a little bit more in work comp than what we thought we would. And not that there wasn't money there. There was plenty of money there, but we actually spent more than what we budgeted last year. I'm afraid. Yes, the work comp was a big deal. And so this year, very likely the same thing will happen. So we will need to look at that. If you guys want to, we can go in and amend that budget, put some contingency in there, add some money in the work comp, it's not a big deal. There's plenty of money there. I just want you to be aware. So if you want that particular statement not to be on your audit next year, then you need to take care of it.
Okay, you're saying we didn't have enough money in the line item under work comp.
You didn't listen to me. I said there's plenty of money.
No, the line item. There's
right.
plenty of money
we
in
didn't,
2, 4, 5, but you're saying that
we
the
didn't
work
budget.
Comp.
We didn't budget.
Not,
that's correct.
That's what I'm saying. So we didn't budget the line item.
Right.
And you're saying that we would go over.
I think that's the case. And you know, last year, work comp is one of those things we pay at the end of the year, and I think last year it came in earlier than normal, so we spent it earlier than normal, and but this year I suspect the same thing might happen. And so that's the big thing. There's not any other line items that are high for some reason.
If work comp is based upon the salary that the employees pay. So if the line item had the budget in there, say, then the salaries, the employees got an increase in salaries during the time, that would make the work comp go up, correct?
Unless your rating is different, you're correct, yes.
Yes.
They base that on a rating, and sometimes the rating lowers the amount, so it's just... Well,
and road and bridge rating should remain about the same.
It should, probably.
Because the job description is the same.
Yes.
So I don't think that is really a problem.
Well, probably me, maybe Deb and everything, we didn't look at that close enough. We didn't get probably enough budgeted for work comp in there,
yeah.
I don't think.
So but it's
think
just a line item.
Yes, it is.
And what helps in when we go to do the budget this year is you'll see that line item going over,
we
knowing that they need to budget more in that line item for next year.
That's right.
It's not a...
No.
Yeah. And there's other departments that'll have that. And like a...
The only thing is that this fund, 245, is a fund by itself. And if we go over what we spend in that fund, what we budgeted in that fund, not we spend, but what we budgeted in that fund, then they're going to say the same thing that we should have amended the budget. That's the only thing, Sheila. If you read that audit, you'll see what I'm talking
but
about.
But as long as you've got the line items, if you've got the line items and what's coming out of it correctly, and sometimes, and that's the reason... On a purchase of a vehicle, we tell them if something happens and they have to purchase it, we tell them to use it in their budget off of the line item so we know what we need
yes.
in that,
and
right?
That's correct. And in most of those budgets, we have a contingency fund that covers that underestimate of budgets or something like that. In the 245, we don't have.
Okay, you're just saying put a contingency fund in addition to the...
That's right.
You watch the line,
yes.
But go ahead and put a contingency fund in that also.
I would suggest that, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Rick, you say the revenues for next year are going to be pretty much the same?
Mike, it's pretty much the same as what we estimated last year.
Did you estimate... Isn't the Branson Meadows TIF going off next year?
Yes, it should be.
It is. That's an expense, though, and not a revenue.
Okay.
No, it will be a revenue.
No, it won't be revenue. We'll get the same amount of revenue.
We have the same amount of revenue, but we don't have the expense.
So it won't be a revenue.
Okay.
I got you. Okay.
Mike, the reason I don't think it will move up, because I actually estimated a 1.5% increase in sales tax, which amounts to a lot of money. It's about $150,000. But we estimated $700,000 in prison and boarding last year, and I just visited with Melanie this morning. I don't think that we'll get that this year, and I think next year we can estimate $420,000 be about the same. I believe that that would be appropriate. Again, that's something that could change. We're making guesses anyway, but that would be my best guess.
The prison boarding, you hit on that. I was wondering, I still maybe thought we wouldn't have as many prisoners, but it's the money we're not going to get from
yeah,
the government.
Yeah, they were way behind for a while. And 2 years ago, we got 600 and some thousand. And the last year, we got, it seems like it was 450,000. This year, I looked at it, Melanie, I think we're going to be at about 400, 420. And I think what I read in, you got that too in the Mac magazine, they said that they actually owed Taney County 167,000 after the fourth quarter payment. So we'll get that. But Melanie and I looked at it, and it looks like, unless there's something we're missing, it looks like we actually turn in about 420, 450,000 per year. So that's what we ought to estimate.
And the circuit clerk has to turn that in before we can...
Yes. And we might call them, and I'm going to send this out to all those. Hopefully they'll look at it. They may say, oh, no, we just haven't got this done, but there's going to be a lot more than that. That'd be great if that's the case, but I'm just guessing right now. You guys got any other questions?
I don't.
So be looking. I will send out revenues and take a look at that and see if you can see how we might bump that up. Or if you see where I've overestimated something, definitely tell me. I want to know that for sure. And that gives everybody an idea that we are going to have to stay about the same place